Do you want to entertain in your home and show real hospitality to others? Or do you really know where to start or how to begin? Well, fear not, because today is all about baby stepping our way to becoming the hostess with the mostess. Hello, and welcome to the 75th episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast, where I turn even the most frazzled or nervous hostess into a confident and happy hostess. I'm your host, Christy Lalonde, and today we are getting into some practical baby steps to becoming a fabulous hostess. But first, I want to give a big shout out to Laura Brock of At the House of Hanbury for leaving a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. She said, "It was truly a pleasure to be featured on Christy's podcast. Her natural gift for conversation and Southern hospitality made me feel so at ease. I love listening to her podcast so that I can elevate my entertaining game. I love hosting parties and small gatherings, and Christy always has something new and fun to try. Don't miss this amazing podcast if you love hosting." Well, I am so grateful for you, Laura. Those are very kind words, and I appreciate them and you so very much. I had the pleasure of meeting Laura in person last week, and she is just as much fun in real life as she was on the podcast. Laura was a guest on episode 63 about how to incorporate vintage into your table settings, and I'll link that episode in the show notes. It was a fun interview. Thank you again, Laura. Now, how do we go about baby stepping our way to being a confident and happy hostess? The very first baby step starts up here in our mind. I know this is the part everyone wants to skip because they just want to jump in and start doing things. But checking in with our mindset really is imperative. Some of us can feel intimidation about hosting or having people in our homes because we look on Instagram and see these incredible parties or tables that basically seem unattainable. And sometimes we worry about what can go wrong or that we aren't good enough at cooking or our house isn't the way we want it yet. And all of these thoughts are very normal, but not necessarily helpful. So we want to shift our focus off of ourselves and onto how we can make a welcoming and comfortable environment for our guests. If we concentrate on making guests feel at ease, most of those self-focused worries will disappear. And when it comes to mindset, it's crucial to realize that you're not perfect and no one expects you to be. As trite as it sounds, embracing imperfections will make your life so much happier because you can focus on enjoying the moment rather than striving for unattainable perfection. My most recent guest, Holly Hires, she just posted on her Instagram story a picture of a flaming sweet potato casserole coming out of the oven. The picture is hilarious, and this is a great example of laughing off what might have seemed like a disaster at the time. Her family is going to talk about that day for years to come because it was so funny and unreal that that happened. So just remember that your guests are far more interested in having a good time and feeling welcomed and loved than how perfect your sweet potato casserole might be. Take a minute and think about why you want to entertain at home and why that's important to you. It's a little different for everyone, but for me, it's because I really want to cement memories and connections with my family and friends. I want my children to remember the fun times that we had on their birthday, graduation parties, or even those regular old weekends that we just had friends over for dinner. We all need a network of friends and family that we can depend on because, unfortunately, we all will go through hard times and we're going to need support from others. And those friendships and connections don't just happen magically. They're built up over time, over shared experiences, and all the time we spent together. And having people in your home for dinner or getting together to celebrate milestones, all of those things add up over time and they deepen our friendships. Plus, it's a lot of fun. So that's my why. But take the time to think about yours. Just a few thoughtful moments can go a really long way to help yourself get in the best frame of mind. The next baby step that I recommend is to start small. If entertaining is all totally new to you, you can start really small, like have one person over, your mom or your neighbor, over for something simple like coffee. You can have a muffin or something small for them to munch on, but super low pressure. You don't even have to make the muffins. If you want, you can just buy them at the store. Or you could have your child invite their friend over for lunch or a simple tea party. Your child would be learning about hospitality right along with you. Now, if these examples seem too small and doesn't really feel like a stretch for you, maybe having a couple of people over for dinner would be a baby step for you. Wherever you are with your experience in hosting, just take a tiny step forward. Whatever will make you a little more experienced and build up that confidence in knowing that this is fun and something you can handle. This allows you to practice your hosting skills in a low-pressure environment. And every time you practice, you'll learn something new and build your confidence so that you know that you can do it and you're going to have fun doing it. Now, baby step number three is to practice hospitality regularly with your immediate family. And what I mean by this is that we are typically providing meals for our immediate family and ourselves every day. Even if it's takeout, it's still an opportunity for us to be together and talk about our day. So create a peaceful and relaxing mood for family dinner. You could use soft lighting or candles and have background music to make your family time relaxing and enjoyable. And you can make it pretty. It's very little effort to set the tables with your pretty dishes as opposed to your everyday dishes or even paper plates. Treat your family and yourself to the good stuff. They are worth it, and so are you. I have hordes of beautiful dishes, and I realized that on the daily, I wasn't using any of them. So now I'm making a very conscious effort to use my most beautiful dishes every day, even if it's just for a snack by myself. It truly makes you slow down long enough to enjoy the beauty of the moment when you take the time to make things pretty. So every day is an opportunity to practice hospitality and love on your family. And obviously, if you're practicing on the regular in your home, you're building your skills and the confidence will come. The next baby step is to experiment with new recipes. It's so handy to have a collection of recipes that you are very comfortable making. Like we just talked about, our family needs to eat every day, so we might as well take the time to try new recipes on and see if there's success. You can tweak them over time, make them your own, and I do recommend keeping a record of these recipes somehow. I used to religiously keep all my favorite recipes in a binder, but once the internet came along, I got out of that habit because I thought I can just always look up that recipe online. But then I noticed I would forget all about some really good recipes that I had tried just because out of sight, out of mind. So now I'm making a very conscious effort to print out any recipes that I find and that I really liked from the internet. And that also makes it easy to make notes about the recipe as you go. It's so easy to forget if we thought, well, that recipe could really use some more salt next time. Or I'd like to try this with a different ingredient next time. Plus, when you have all your go-to recipes in one place, you can easily pick and choose what you're going to put on your menu. Because you know they're all tried and true recipes. No surprises. Just good food that you know your guests will love. Another baby step that will make you feel more confident is to team up with a more experienced hostess. This is especially true if you're hosting a special occasion for the first time, like a baby shower or bridal luncheon. If you feel a little overwhelmed or unsure of something, you can always look to her for guidance. Just watching someone with more experience can teach you so much. We all have things to teach and learn from each other, regardless of how long we've been hosting. Besides, it's far more fun to do this sort of thing together than on your own. Another little baby step is to take the time to celebrate your successes as a hostess. It doesn't matter how small. If you invite that neighbor over for tea, or you do something as large as host a bridal luncheon. Reflect on the experience and think about what went well and acknowledge the effort you put into creating a memorable experience for your guests. As women, we are always quick to celebrate others and usually forget to even stop and acknowledge that we have something to celebrate. It could be celebrating that you stepped out of your comfort zone to invite someone over, or that you made your neighbor smile because you thought of her. Celebrate those little successes. It will motivate you to keep growing and making hospitality a priority. On last week's episode, I shared a bit about the Happy Hostess Cookbook Party coming up, and it is designed to be full of these little baby steps. We'll be practicing new recipes, which will build up your collection of go-to recipes, learning new hospitality skills, surrounding ourselves with other women that are just like us, and celebrating each other's successes. We're going to learn so much from each other, and it will be really fun in the process. Sometimes we just need a little structure and some support from others to make it happen. Go to happyhostesscollective.com and let me know you want to be notified as soon as it launches, because it is launching very soon. But first, we need to select the cookbook that we'll be using. If you're listening on Tuesday, the day this episode is released, we are very close to finding out which cookbook will win the showdown. Wednesday, we'll be voting on Instagram between the final two. I can't wait to see which one you all pick. Again, go to happyhostesscollective.com to learn more about it, and I'll put that link in the show notes. So to recap, the little baby steps are a way to ease into becoming a skilled and confident hostess. Number one was to keep your mindset in check. Two, start small. Three, practice hospitality at home. Then experiment with new recipes to build up your own collection of go-to recipes. And then surround yourself with a more experienced hostess or other like-minded people that want to celebrate those successes. Little baby steps that are easy and taken over time will add up. And before you know it, hosting a dinner party for 12 will be old hat for you. You'll be the hostess with the mostest in no time. Thanks for listening. And until next week, bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your podcast app. It would mean the world to me. If you need links for anything mentioned during this episode, head over to happyhostesscollective.com and you'll find them in the show notes. A new episode comes out every Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have a great week.